Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yongera katonde ngareza manyi.
At God the mighty hand cloud.
Omugurumize.
Glorify him.
Oyo atuyigirize okugasa.
He will teach us to profit.
Natulage kubole tubatukwata.
And show us the way we go.
Yongera omuyimuse.
Move to exalt him.
Yongera ngareza manyi.
At the mighty hand cloud.
Mugambe ayo mukama mweze bintu byonna.
Oh Lord Almighty.
Webalo kunyinjisa okunyizisa.
Thank you for enabling me.
Munakuzine
mbe. In these evil days.
Okushikaranga ncha tuleri nyali ya Yesu.
Confess the name Jesus. Not in hypocrisy, but right from my inner man, right from my heart, even my mind, as we did meet the truth.
When
we see the Matthew 15, starting from verse 9 up to 10, that most times,
honor
you on the mouth, but in the words, but the hearts are not on you. This time, Lord,
we decide
with our inner man,
me,
myself, the inner man.
Sazewo kugurumisha,
sazewo
kudisha matendo. Omutima gwange, na gwongu wambye.
Kubanga
Bible yengamba, Warumi 10, onyore 10,
to
muntu akiza na mutima gwe. Na gwongu kuteko tukiriziganye, tukuyimuse, tukuyimuse, tukutegeze, amatendo go, enaku zonna. Obwongo bwange n'entegeera yange, yonna
ngikwatidde
wamu, okugurumisha, okudisha ekitiibwa n'entendo.
I understand. Power by your Holy Spirit. We
know
those to glorify you, Father. We
are not those
to glorify you, Jesus. We
are those
to exalt you, the Holy Spirit. We
lift
you in love. We
lift you
for love.
Because
you love those who love you.
We lift
you
in the sickness to
see you. That's the spirit of the Proverbs 8, verse 17.
We lift
all the love.
We sing
you
with
God is foster. We come at it day and night.
Tukunonya
mujitabo
chetu tukufu kubanga tukuagara tukuagara sebo tukuagara chitabo
tewali
atukaka okujyo kunonya tewali atukaka okugula ebitabo bya fe tewali atukaka okugula peni za fe
tewali
atukaka okugula bible tewali atukaka kutula wano
tukunonya
mujitabo cho
omoyo
wa mtu kubya tukulembedemu na tutegerera ndara
mumagasi
ka fe
in our hearts, as we decide,
in the
inner man, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, above the heavens.
We
exalt and worship you.
We glorify
you, our Lord Jesus.
We praise
the Holy Spirit. You are worthy, you're worthy unto us.
There
is no any other
God
except you spoke it out.
The
Ephesians 4, the verse 6, the one God, the Father of all, who is above all, who
pass
through all, and who works in all. That is you alone. You are our one Jesus.
Jesus. Only
the
first
Corinthians, chapter 8, the verse 5, 8 to 7.
You know, what they are
gods, as it is spoken,
there are
many lords, but
also
as your
word,
you are one, and our Lord is one, and
your
spirit,
so
you
can see
Romans 8,
the verse 9.
The Father,
Treasure
melt
yeah.
me.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Manya
man,
my power,
jori,
come from you.
Okuonya,
to hear,
okuzukisha,
to raise
them, to
restore,
okurestoaringa,
to restore,
to
revive. Thank you.
Webare,
thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
So ko yongero mungambi lengaze mpulira burizi
that may feel
njagala kulira burizi zinga kwagulumisha nawe
to hear you glorify God by yourself
mpulire tandikira
let me hear you begin from there.
Sibawulira
I don't hear you.
Muhimu se mungeri yone soboka.
Exalt him in any way possible. And it's of righteous things.
You
are fit to make an applause.
You
can make a great alarm.
Sikulira.
I don't hear you. You make some applause. Yes. I want a voice which above the heavens to the Father. I want that to reach in the third heaven. I want that to spread everywhere the Holy Spirit is.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Osobola kwetulira kompora mpora.
You can sit down slowly.
Osobola kwetulira kompora mpora.
You can sit down slowly.
Yes, we have asked you.
Praise Jesus much.
Tuongere kugudumiza Katonda Kitaffe.
We move to glorify God the Father.
Oh yeah, tuyigirize okugasa.
He will teach us to profit.
Natulage kubuli tuba tukwata.
And he show us the way we have to go.
Era natukulembera.
And he leads us.
Mukama mulungi.
God is good.
Ekisera kyonna mulungi.
All the time is good.
Eyagenze nakungu okuva ku nsonda ennyeza Uganda.
He went to mobilize from the four corners of Uganda.
Nabaleta wano.
And he brought them here.
Mu meeting eyakagwa.
In the meeting we just finished.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Wenjogerera.
As I speak of now, right now we have ministers in different places.
Please
come be under this ministry.
Amen.
So far we've made like 25 ministries. They request,
the full knowledge of God,
guided by full knowledge of God. Even others requested.
We help
them, they begin ministries in their places. Those are 10. They put places there. They say, let's go and open them up.
You bring them here,
train them, they go back to their work. The coordinators have been making phone calls. And they tell me, do you agree with this one? Too much on us. They say they cannot miss that goodness. You accept you be got there. They have sent us to request you. You prepare yourselves. You prepare yourselves. The work is big. Even the workers of you. The harvest is plenteous. Laborers, there are very few. Praise Jesus much. But just as we had begun, on God is standard strategies of fulfilling his worldwide promised call. We last covered the 6th standard strategy. That of harvesters of human spirits. To get them from the earth, take them back to heaven.
They work under two governments. God is heavenly government on the earth. Has the responsibility to see things done in heaven. They are done on earth.
And
see that the counsel of God in heaven is established on the earth. And the second government. The central government. God's government, the governments of the world.
Has
responsibility to mediate governments of the world. God's heavenly government works within church. Each of them understand responsibility of the other.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And to prove to governments of the world that God rules in their government, 99%.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We began to see the 8 departments which make up God's heavenly government on the earth. That is the responsibility to see things done in heaven are done on earth. And to see the counsel of God in the heaven is established on the earth. Praise Jesus much. Those departments, we concluded them last time. We shall move on the day of tomorrow with the 8 departments which make up the central government, God's government and the governments of the world. But this day, right there where you are, they usually say that you pause right there. Yes. You pause there. Yes. Praise Jesus much. Must agree with the standard of the Holy Spirit. If you are to work with him in revival and restoration of all things, it's what I want us to first see. Praise Jesus much. You must agree with the standard of the Holy Spirit. If you are to work with him in the revival and restoration of all things, because he really does that. Really does revival and restoration. He's not put a standard there. Praise Jesus much. We must. Now I have said like this. The heading we study of is saying, you must agree with the standard of the Holy Spirit. If you
were
to work with him in the revival and restoration of all things, praise Jesus much. Remember, this revival we speak of, it moves in these 3 steps.
The
3 phases.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You first write down that heading well. That you must agree with the standard of the Holy Spirit. If you are to work with him in revival and restoration of all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because if he is to do those, this, you can note it there. If the Holy Spirit is to do revival and restoration of all things, he first sets up a standard. That standard, those to work with him have to agree with it. For if it's not that,
then working
with him it will be very hard. Most of us, we think we are going to remain in those our olden ways, or perhaps
we
are going to remain moving the way we have been moving. No, all those have to change. They have to change. Have to agree with the standard he has set up.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When he speaks in the Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19, he says this. Isaiah chapter 59, verse
19. Omulabe bwe yagolokosa amataba n'omwoyo wa Mukama n'agolokosa omutindo okulwana naye.
So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun.
When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Yes. They will glorify him from the west. And his glory. Right from the right place, they glorify him. Right from the rising of the sun. He has to be glorified for his glory. For the enemy. He came like a flood. As he attacked the entire world. And he messed up all the things. And they need revival. And he destroyed foundations of things. And they need to be restored. Because they have been messed. Praise Jesus much. And there are many faults in them. And they are bit overtaken in faults. What the Holy Spirit first does, that this enemy Satan, his evil spirit, it cometh as the floods. You know floods very well. Floods, when they have struck, they first gather up every filth. Every filth takes in the house, even in the roads, in the markets, in every place. That filth, and in there is filth of the toilets, and there are dead bodies, carcass of different type. Yes, they may not be of only human beings,
but
every rubbish. And what the Holy Spirit does, because it's going to be reviving, he's going to be reviving and to restore up all. Now, we first say, before we do this work,
let
first set up a standard. And then we fight with him. And
we fight with
standard, that's the main fight. Yes.
Musumba.
Yes.
Omutindo standing ngatanna kukwata
before Satan holds to fight with you.
Agenda sokaro na gaino omutindo
target to fight the standard you've set up. Yes.
Fetaina cha tugamba.
Nothing he tells us.
I know sokaro na gaino omutindo gumteredwa.
Must fight the standard set up before him.
Wa gumenya wa jetu kwa
ataku. Breaks it then with the hold of
but
us. If he fails on it, he's finished.
The Holy
Spirit says one thing.
May
I first set up the standard before I fight with him. This standard, it becomes a great stumbling block. Yes.
It's
like a wall he set up between us and the work we do, and the devils who attack it.
Standard
is a great wall. It's a watchtower.
Upon
everything you want to do, we strike it down.
Yes.
Destroy those it did before. I tell you, child of God, that if you Holy Spirit in the revival and restoration of all things, you have to first agree with him
when
the standard he sets up. It's not that you have no way you're going to work with him. They are going to beat immediately.
You'll
not be able to stand.
For
the great wall of fighting with the evil is the standard. It's a wall he cannot easily breach through.
The
watchtower which sees him from far, it strikes him from far. Though he sends the weapons, he never work. Now he says,
I'm not
going to fight with Satan until I've set up a standard. Standard is going to be a great wall, a shield, a great shield unto my children in doing this work. But by one with five
weeks, experience
has experience in the work of wasting and spoiling works. Yes. Satan we fight with.
He
brought all things get messed up.
aine experience.
He has experience
ya miaka bufukunya
of many years.
Si 2022
not only 2022 years. No, those are of Eddie.
Oluvanyuma lokufa nokuzukira kwa mukama wafu Yesu.
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ya miaka 2022
years.
Tuine miaka ya BC
years of BC, many of them.
BC Yesu yalinga tandazali kwa kumsi.
Before the birth of Christ on the earth.
Inga yalija alimu.
Yet he was there in heaven. All through he was in a fight with a human being. Many years. These were just in a few years. 2022 years. Very few years. And he's in that fight. Those waiting to fight him,
you have to
agree with the standard the Holy Spirit sets up.
Failure,
I tell you, not live long in the fields. You will not be able. You will not be able. Those you move aimlessly.
He tells
you
has made
you move just as you want. Let's first set up a standard. Yes.
Let's
set up a standard. And
you
said,
no.
If you don't stand up, we can attack. You attack what? The one who
is afraid.
Who fight for?
He
said, let's set a standard first. You move aimlessly.
Then
you're going in attack. Where?
Wanji?
Are we together? Maybe are we together? Are you else? Where? You speak
to
your brother. Come back here. You speak to them. Tell them. If you are to work with the Holy Spirit. In the mighty move. Even revival. And restoration of all things.
First,
agree with the standard he sets up. You know you've loved to cling to that old life. But I assure you.
Now you see,
Holy Spirit himself is the one telling us. Me, I first said,
leave this
standard to fight him before I set it up. I don't fight. Let us repeat it. Maybe
you
understood it else. Maybe there's another spirit explaining to you.
Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19.
Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19.
Kale bali tierinya lya mukama okuva ebugwanjuba n'ekitiibwa kye okuva ebuvanjuba. Omulabe bwaligolokosa amataba n'omwoyo wa mukama aligolokosa omutindo.
So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Yes. Those of the west fear the name of the Lord.
In
the rising of the sun, they will glorify his name. Yes. That because
the
enemy had attacked, he came with the floods. You know what floods bring?
But we
speak of the evil spirit. I will explain of it one day.
It
gathers up, cometh like a flood. Every filth within it. Every rubbish.
The
carcass of every type. Every filth and dung comes and enters the houses. When we speak of the house, we speak of the church. And it enters the house. Yes. It first moves in the world. Passing the roads, all the roads. Drive floods, all the cities.
And
enters in the houses. It ends in the house. That is the church. But it first spreads out in the entire, consumes the entire world. When we build the house, at times we build it when we've considered the floods,
they
attack and they reach into the house. Yes. The walls never make any walls hinder floods. Troubles of Satan. No. But church tried because it's the house. built on the top of lifting levels, but not the mountain of knowledge that we are up now. Yes.
We
have a mountain, we are on this special mountain. The flood will not enter right there. Now him God is saying,
because
many floods coming, many things get wasted. They ask for revival. Others ask for restoration. But when the Holy Spirit comes to do those, he first sets up a standard.
Fight
the enemy brought with his floods. Have you understood well?
He
first lift the standards.
And
you see that
he
has handled us here. It's of standards. It's you still fighting with it. I don't know whether you will work together. Will you really work? Or he sets up a standard, you fight with it. He sets up a standard. Then he fight with the evil one. If I move to fight with him and there is no standard, he will rotate back in my people. Those I align begin to mess them up again.
You see,
now I first set up a standard. I then go back, strike him out
the
entire church and the entire world as I captured every territory that took over. Now you, we say, if I set up a standard, you tell him, let us just go.
What
surprise? Him is one who leads you. According to Romans 8, verse 14. You write it down. That those led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. See, one going to lead you. He says, let us facilitate up his standard. I'm not going anywhere. You are saying, no.
Me,
let's go attack. That I am with my bad manners and behaviors. Hey. As I've
had
my beheadedness, let's go with it.
Mm.
Yes. As
we
see, we get the foolish. As I keep sorting off as we go. That we are not going when you're in that state. I
must
set you into a standard I want. When we reach there, you shame me in the war. Have you written down Romans? Now remember, there is a spirit he fights with, that of the world, that of bondage, which brought floods in the world. He wants to join with your spirit.
You
go work in revival. You move together.
It's
not going to pass as a way or a wind on the village. It's going to move with you. In the mighty, mighty move.
He's
going to move and they see him moving. He's going to move with you and you are together. Yes.
You're
going to introduce him in that area. Yes.
Yes.
Let's first agree on the standards. Let's first read that Romans we see. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Verse 15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, by which we cry, Abba, Father. Verse
16.
The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Yes. In leading you as you go,
he's
going to hold on to your spirit.
mutambule mwenna mugenda kutambula
together you're going to move
naye agamba
but he said before we go let's first set up a standard.
Now,
take it now.
Me?
Let me be in the position of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Newman, it is you. We are going to work. I'll tell you, I'm going to lead you. We are going to work together. Fine. Me and my spirit, we move in this move. Mighty, mighty move.
Let's
set up a standard. Fine. Don't dare look again like that. Look like this. As the spirit of fruits are. Are you gentle? Fine. Yes. Be with goodness. For the fruits, yes.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus much. Now you
want
to move in your way as you, the way you've been moving. It's impossible. It is never possible. Not even agree with that. And I wonder that
we
are waiting for him on 13th.
Oh.
September. How many days remaining? 5 days.
Dano.
Five.
Woo!
When you have all that beheadedness with yourself, still move the way you want.
You
don't even inquire whether you go or not. You.
Said,
apostles have come to discourage us again. Let me first discourage you. Then strength will come back later. For one way, powers and strength you the Holy Spirit. Yes. Don't want to agree with the strength which is in the air, which is in the balloon. Yes.
The
devil comes
and
aerate yourself with a small needle. It pierces within, and the whole air will get out of the balloon. We need the power we can trust, which come from the Holy Spirit. That which come from him, say, give it to you and we move. Let's first set up a standard. It's not where we are going. Before setting up a standard, the enemy Satan and his evil spirit attacked in the floods with many problems.
And
we are going to destroy their works. But before we can destroy them, don't you think you just come kick the works of Satan and you don't have any protection with yourself? You still have that complication. You entered the world, destroyed that complications of people. You have Waiseking. You go to destroy Waiseking and the people. He said, let's first set up a standard.
I'm
not going to boggle there before it is set up. All of them in the Acts, they had waited the Spirit to give the power. To be witnesses every to the four corners of the earth. He gave all of them. Never. Even Simon's were present that day. They thought the
sentence, but
they would give their money and they give their power. They forgot to set the standard with him. And the apostles who had set the standard. Apostles, I told them, don't go until the Spirit will come. For when it will come, there are works, special works to do within you.
If
first sets up standard, then you go. Praise Jesus much. I read Acts chapter 1 verse 8. That when he come and give you power, going to come is one to give you power. But he tells you, though I'm going to give you power, but if you still appear like Samson, they will gouge out of both your eyes. You still have fornication in you? The liars will strike you down. Now you, smaller things beat you down. Look at teacher. Holy Spirit gives power. Even Samson was given. You know, there was no standard in him. He moved to marry in his enemies. One day no more had the power. The one is safe, set up a standard. Yes. You'd be different from your enemies. Be separate from them.
Be transformed from this world.
Yaukana ovemu say no. Chusibwa. He was not transformed. As he was there. As he stretched to slap and there is no strength, nothing. And the riddles of the Holy Spirit, he broke them. We have riddles we have to get. Yes.
Samson
was to play ropes in his hair. Yes.
Seven.
It's a sign of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. Seven spirits. And perhaps it's a joke. Mate, it's the standard upon which the Spirit put upon him. They should not drink anything which is of alcohol. Now him. He forgot from old in Israel.
He's
not marrying among the Gentiles. He married the powerful one.
He
entered into the world. I still see you. You keep attacking move in the world. Still look to clothing of people in the world. You admire them. That style to me, I have to clothe it. And I see that you, they're going to beat you down.
When you
just enter to attack there.
Just a
hairstyle of the world, you admire it. You are on Delilah. Yes.
You
admire her, she's out in the world. She's going to strike you.
You are going to
break all the stolen standard in you. Let me laugh. When you'll understand what I tell you.
Let's
read Acts chapter 1 verse 8 we see.
Ebikola by'abatume esule soka no lunyiri olw'omunana.
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Naye muliwe bwamanyi omwoyo omutukuvu bwali mara okujja ku mmwe. Namwe munaabanga abajulirwa abange mu Yerusalemi ne mu Buyudaaya bonna ne mu Samaria n'okutuusa ku nkomerero y'ensi.
But you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth.
Yes,
we shall be given power when the Holy Spirit will come.
Be
my witness in Judea, in Jerusalem,
the
utmost parts of the earth. So we go in the worldwide call up to the corners of the earth. Want to give you power, he says. We first agree. We set up a standard. I will not give you the power before you set it up. Yet the problem which is, everything is told you to prepare as a standard. You wait for power. Sure. On the
13th,
on the September, my God, the Holy Spirit is coming. He's going to empower us. He's going to move in might. He said, I told you, all the time I called you here, in full knowledge, I said I stand that power we go fight with the evil one. You refuse the standards.
You're going to see
when it's come, and some of us have gotten power, and you bring of money, apostle, we too, you lay hands that you get a power. Yes.
You are
a girl of evil. You know, you see, you move the way you want.
It's
one who prepares you for a good work.
You
retain the way of moving aimlessly.
What
did you say? Wait. You come and prepare
you.
Bring the power, we just go.
You think
Samson did ask the power like that? Yes.
Never
there was a standard which was set up. He broke down the standard. And the power vanished, disappeared from him. Sure.
He still
admired people in the other nations of his enemies. He's admiring Delilah. Have you seen there? You are still being drawn by the world. You still have figures you look up at out there. And you
said,
my wife, if it was the figure like this one. Yes. You make her own figure that you want, and it's in her.
Now,
those who draw to them, God sees it. Out there are many, and they're going to become close to you.
You'll
be drawn immediately. You will fall.
And
powers will be there. You'll no more see it.
Those
who are not going to get, I know them here. And you are not going to dare test it. Because you
fought
every standard every day. That the Holy Spirit sets up. There's nowhere you go with him. There's nowhere. In the fight, he first sets up a standard. He takes this from you, you retain it. Be of one man, no. Did they measure this person on me? Others, you are stubborn out there. When you live here, when you are well, you are holy. In your bedrooms, you act every stubbornness there.
Let me say,
now look at these ones. Here, this is a male prostitute, a female prostitute.
It
comes early in the morning here. They are very holy like that. But depriving each other, they are chief in that. You know, prostitution never come from far. You go with the prostitute before you pay her. The first thing on the side, they say, pay. There are women we know. And when money of the table is not being put there, they look different.
And
prostitution is still within them. Let me live even that.
You
don't have to be the standard. No moving together. Before that happens, there is no moving. And you wait for him, you're going to get tired.
There are
those who choose out, he knows them. Those he's going to move with. He knows you beyond you think of yourself. He knows the beheaded inside your heart. The wise king. You found evil in you. Those and they have evils within them. As if it's volatility in them. Yes.
They're
volatile. Where it's not necessary. They walk with the husband. They leave them 2 footsteps. And they get angry. They pose like that.
They're
just, maybe it's what? It's rooted in them.
Now,
that one is going to move is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. That volatility you move with who? Let your brethren tell them. But indeed, the one you speak of moving with him, you know him. Speak that he is wisdom.
But
why do you have foolishness? Yet you want to move with his wisdom. He's understanding.
Look at you.
You take long to connect. Issues you need to connect and understand. They explain you. You don't want to understand. Yes. Look, he's a counselor.
You think a counselor
is too, just put two eyes. You were all wild. Look at that man. Don't want to take counsel.
And they move
with the spirit of counsel. Look.
They
are weak in the scriptures. They are
going
to move with the spirit of power.
They are
weak in putting them in action. That. Let's even laugh. He is knowledge.
He is
knowledge. Light in all things. You do lightning. You bear dash. You don't ask what you just say what here.
I've
decided me. That's how they
stop to us.
Because we are
same.
And because we are women. That one. Waiting to move with the Holy Spirit. When they're angered. When man or woman. When they bring the Bible. Woman brings the Bible. Take away your Bible.
This one is,
shall we eat the Bible? That those are going to move with the Spirit. Tell them, little gentlemen, the other is called the spirit of fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. You are a friend of evil. How will you move together with him?
Yes.
Fear of the Lord help many depart from evil.
Even
if you've not helped, woman come from evil. If the man have not helped him, come from evil. But try to see them to their sin. You, yes.
And
those who try here, if you appear holy, they have to do it until you to you may have to have a sin on you.
Ish.
That's going to move the Holy Spirit mighty. That's what I know. Even in the bedroom they deprive, they refuse. And they touch in the saucepan themselves. When you come to speak to them, they refuse. You two touch it, we both sin. They are ones waiting to move with the Holy Spirit. It might. And it's the spirit of fear of the Lord to hate evil. Help men depart from evil. That still, they move with the spirit of the Lord,
would
show the glory of God. Right from the west. Yes. They see his glory.
It's
you're going to show it back. The trouble where it is one. What you've not understood,
that
every day the Holy Spirit is there is a standard he demands from you. Then you move together. If you read Acts chapter
8,
Simon forgot there was a standard set that needed that you get that power. He brought out money. Yes. He gave the apostles. According to your state, only look at you. You are a girl of bitterness. You do not have a portion here.
Now,
you only look to yourself and the stubbornness inside you. Look at your brethren.
So
that stubbornness within you, you know it. You look to them. That stubbornness as you know it. The girl of bitterness is rooted in you.
You think
you have a portion of the Holy Spirit coming?
As
you know your stubbornness secretly. As you know your madness, as you know your big-headedness, you call it your home, it's of your home. But our home in heaven is not that
might.
Those who took it there, they chased them from there. Satan and his fallen angels. Me, they will understand me. No, we are here to understand God, not you. Have you understood well? That's what I want to say now. Things have gone wild. We thought it was finished yesterday. It finished yesterday. When rags of evils are still in the hearts, you have filth within you.
To
come out to say, you repented, but I did forgive you. You know, I did what? I did forgive you. You keep repenting here.
Why
did you get strength never to forgive? When God forgave, where did you get it? And God chose. You stand on the pulpit, repent. You too repent. And come on, you say, we have not forgiven you. You've seen me? Me like that.
Standards
of God, I skip them, I do my own things. Have you seen that? Indeed, you have Isaac King. God sets other things, they do different. That they are going to move with him. Sorry. It's even you meant to repent now. How dare God set an entire day to repent? You come out to say, I have not forgiven. I did forgive you. Yes. It's real. I did forgive you. You think I'm joking? Have you seen? The girl is within you, that of bitterness. First, read me Acts, we see. Acts chapter 8, verse
14.
And when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. Verse 15. And who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Verse 16. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 17. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Verse 18. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. Yes. He forgot things of standards. That the Spirit has prepared that it comes to these ones. He gives them power.
And they
say perhaps. Standard is money. Yes.
And
there are those who say it. Our money didn't come. Will the Spirit move? 13 is coming. Now they postponed to 13th October. Will the Spirit indeed move? Money never came. Let me tell you one problem you have. Forget the Holy Spirit is one leading revival.
Yet
he first sets up a standard. And then he attacks. And you, he wants a standard within you. Not upon which dates. When the promise was made in Joel chapter 2, 7-29, all those with flesh, they had to be poured upon the Spirit. All who had flesh. Acts 2. Verse 1 up to 15. It came down, all of them never got.
There
are those who got. They were with Jesus.
He
had a standard in them. Yes. They are those who got the Spirit. Others never got. Yet those others.
They had
to get from these ones through laying on of hands.
These
who have prepared those people.
They have
been baptized, preached everything. They have become disciples. They are prepared with them. They are ready to teach them to baptize. And as they prayed for them, and they got. Still have ministers you still despise. And the ones who are going to first get before you get. The ones to lay hands after they have prepared you. You too you get. No one stops being over be poured on all with flesh. Standard. The promise had said, it's for you, your children, your great children. But they had to repent. They had to align themselves. There are many things to align. Standard meant to be set up. Now you are there. That the might move. He's coming. We say welcome. We stand to welcome him. You too stand to welcome him. You know very well he's not going to work with you. Are we together? There is a standard needed, my brethren. I know it.
You
are born in the blood which was not of the Levites, not of serving God. But by the blood of Jesus, when we humble, makes us into a kingdom and priest, and he enters into the Levitical order. Now when trouble is, want to move like a child of the other prostitute who begat you. We were born by prostitutes, you know that. Yes. We born in evils. And the Psalms 51. Yes. Even iniquity they birthed us. We are children of prostitutes. We take ourselves to be them.
He says,
no, I found you king within the blood of sin. I got you out of it. I'll order you.
It's so bad.
Appear, you still compare yourself with the world. And the things out in the world. And to want to appear like them. There's a standard set in you.
In
however way you redeem those outside captured by Satan. Our fathers married many times. We didn't tell us to marry once. Yes. Situation has gotten wild. In the standard, they tell us one. Marry one, get married to one. They are enough for you. Our fathers married many.
And
their blood still draws. Mothers did get married once. We they tell us get married once.
He's
drawing us. Feel the fight there. Are we together, sister? You feel
you
want to get married how many times? Is it well? Now you
are
in the home, you began to stretch the man. You know how they wear them? Like that.
These
days they are slipped so much. The blood of the prostitute is drawing that person.
Somebody
has insulted our mothers. Me too, one who begot me like that. Prostitutes. They did get married once. Give me your mother who married once. And you know those who were on her before in her youth. Tell me your father who was like that. And he married once. And
that's
how well those he began with. That's why you see you still in the fight.
I want to
help you accept the standards that the Holy Spirit sets up.
When he says it's the husband, that is his wife,
this is your wife.
Get from that blood of iniquity. The Levitical blood is not of iniquity. It's a covenant of life and peace. But even
keeping
peace just with your husband, you with your wife, you failed.
One
big covenant of life and peace of the world.
Wow.
The situation is not good.
Situations
not good at all. First, finish the Acts we see. Acts chapter 8, verse
19.
Saying, give me also this power that one whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Spirit. Verse
20.
But Peter said unto him, your money perish with you, because you have thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money.
He,
yes.
But
not yet known that this one coming is a gift just given us, the Holy Spirit, the mighty revival and restoration of things. Had to do what? To give money? What needed you to do? One coming needs a standard. We are going revival. Revival. And restoration. But it's the one leading. He said, before we go, I want to first prepare you yourselves. I first revive you. I restore you in the midst of a great standard. And then we go. Others will say, Neda, I told you wait on that day.
And
pastor has gotten. You bring money. You
got
to bring figure. Yes.
Yes. Mama new money tafunye. Anakuwa.
I cannot. You think it passes in that?
Where is Aish?
Aish. There are women that told my
sister, as long
as my husband is standing, give me of the spirit. I'll give him and give me back the spirit. You think like that?
You
will not get it because of things. You, it's aligning yourself. The standard is set up.
Because
you go down as it tells you, remain here.
It knows,
do not be controlled when it sets you free from here.
He
tells you, let's go in the world. You will move places yourself. Just means he sent you here. That you be here. Don't live here. I don't see you in outside.
At least I go
in the streets, I count cars passing. It's been long I went to the city. You do what there? And the first is that they have.
There's nothing
they're going to do there much. They want to go to the city center Kampala. In days not allowed, they go there. There's nothing they're going to do there even. But every time they're moving. In the village this time, nothing is required them to be there. We spend long, I saw people at our home. And we are of whose? Are we not of your home? Because you've taken long not to see. You never see them all the days. If they never line themselves, they will be in hell. Maybe even together with you if you never line yourself.
things have gotten, honestly, they are not the way you think them.
They told Jesus, we've left our wives.
Left our houses. Our fields. They had things that left for some time. Being prepared. They had left families.
Even they lost relatives, told them, my Lord Jesus,
I go first bury.
Let's go bury that. It's something we are waiting.
Come, it's not time to go bury. Now you, that you're one of those apostles, that you received the Spirit. Even when the dead dies, you feel pain not to go bury them. And the Spirit said, no, today you not go. Don't go to bury.
Lord, you say we get sorrowful
with those who are in sorrow.
I get sorrowful right from here.
And they give you only 2 hours and you're out of that sorrow. When you
read that,
the sorrow will overtake you, maybe finish and raise the dead body. We don't refuse go for burials. But there are seasons for that. Of being prepared.
There are seasons
to be set in as a standard. And the Holy Spirit come, we move with him. And we do good. Destroy works of the evil Satan. Do not think just as they are, right as you think them.
You waste your time, you wait, and you never see anything.
The mighty move of the Holy Spirit. And you remain just as you were before. Just as you were. Expect a great change within our lives.
In all working of the goodness of God.
But people I know, you will never change. You will remain like that old person in you. Yes. And what can help you? Agree with what we speak of now. But still you are pulling ropes.
They don't want me to understand.
They began to understand for me. Who tells you we are yet to understand for you? How come you go to the toilet before you ask me? I'm sure you still understand as you. But this is of the standard of the Holy Spirit. Most people think we put a great prison upon their lives. We ask about everything. We inquire of everything.
Amen.
Wants to prepare us the way he wants. The way he prepared me is the way I prepare you.
Amen.
And no one spends more time here than me. Yes. May I spend more time here than you? Yet me, I was already prepared. Though I go in the world, there's nothing to tell me. I was already prepared.
He was so much prepared.
It's people spend more time here. They prepare me more.
Early in the morning.
I don't even know how the gate looks like.
Now you.
You are very surprising. You are being prepared that you move the Holy Spirit. Those coming here, they see it.
And
they see there is a great preparation and training is moving on here.
But you have not yet.
In us, and they knew the wonder.
Surprised.
Everything is ordered. It's finished.
One of the prayers
has not yet finished. Praise Jesus much. When the new person comes here,
And they look at order of everything. And they hear the speech of people in order. Now the professional in order is one who can say that what they have spoken is something not right in it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Let's finish here because of time.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu olumu.
Acts chapter 8 verse 21.
Tulina mugabo newankubadde okugabana ku kigambo kino kubanga omutima gwo si mugolokofu mu maaso ga Katonda.
You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God.
Olunyiriri olw'abiri.
Verse 22.
Kale weenenye obubi bwo obwo osabe mukama waffe mpozi olisonyiyibwa ekirowoozo ekyo mu mutima gwo.
Repent therefore of this your wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the salt of your heart may be forgiven you.
Verse 23. Kubanga nkulaba oli mu musoso ogukaawa ne mu nvuba y'obubi.
For I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. Verse 24.
Simoni n'addamu n'agamba nti, munsabire mmwe eri Mukama, ebigambo ebyo bye mwogedde bireme okumbaako n'ekimu.
Then answered Simon and said, pray you to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me.
Yes.
You hear the pride he was into? They told him, you are a
belt
of goodness, you are very evil, don't get a portion on this. Maybe you repent perhaps. And he said, pray for me. Those your words you have spoken about me, they never come to pass. They told him to repent. He began to speak that this has spoken upon him. Those who say they lay hands on him, he gets. Hear what he asks
of
them. If we had gotten, if he's not yet gotten, he say you big voice upon who? Pray for me those your words. If he had gotten already,
we would have
beat them down, rolled them down. But the spirit is wise. He sees you. In those to get, you are not among. Are you among them? Fear not. Are you among them? From within you. You know your evil within you, and your goodness, you know it. You don't need to be explained.
When
your heart convicts you very well, the way you still have schemes in you, stubbornness, you just move aimless. Somebody say, insults us that we are just aimless people. Not to be led by the Holy Spirit, it involves order. You know Bible says, you cannot serve God, for God is jealousy. You know what it means to be jealousy? A person highly protective. Highly protective.
Can
even watch over you and they put loose on you. That I will teach it one day.
God
it says you not serve God. The reason why he is jealousy. You know what jealousy means? The main thing within it is highly protective. Jealousy person. They are highly protective. They set their laws. They don't want to join on them another thing. Because God is like that. Even his name is called jealousy. Yes. One of his names is called jealousy.
Tomorrow,
God give you a chance to start of him. You will understand him, I tell you. Him called jealousy God.
He's
not of jealousy. Himself is jealousy. For his love. They never differ. They two move together. Yes.
And
a person like that, they are highly protective. They watch over you everything. They can set laws around you in everything. That's when you say you're going to minister, serve with him. If any spirit comes, we minister.
ochaganye just nobujja bwakola
to repeat the jealousy makes on you.
God has
much jealousy upon you.
That's not
what you conform with this world. Once you be transformed and you have all the spiritual fruits, he's jealousy. He is jealousy himself. They read for you here. Exodus chapter 34, verse 14.
Kubanga tosinze nga Katonda mulala yenna. Kubanga mukama, erinnya lye wabujja, ye Katonda owobujja.
For you shall worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealousy, he's a jealousy God. Yes.
He's,
one of his names is jealousy.
Oh, yeah.
Him. We're going to minister with
through
his Holy Spirit in revival. He's called jealousy. You know how he appears? Now, my brethren, I tell you by the Spirit of God, don't agree with that the Holy Spirit sets up.
You're
not going to work together. He has jealousy. He is jealousy himself. Yes. He's jealousy
going to
minister with. Jealousy himself. Him. That's why he said, do not worship other gods besides me. Jealousy. I don't want images in my temples. For you are my temple. Yes. Take out every image of men and women you have. Take them out of yourself. He allows only one there. Not like Pastor Newman.
Newman.
The image is that is it.
Tugende.
Let's move on. If they find another of the other and this person.
What?
You person.
Tuakanyi.
We... understood what God means perhaps. That's why you feel all that rubbish in that head. Even in the heart. Even in your inner man. When you will understand him well. Pretend that I do not know God. It's impossible. That's why there I call me that I urge you. I contend. We
agile.
Yes, I don't know him. We agile on that point.
Brought
things which lift themselves above the knowledge of God. Those are why we break contentions. We break contentions. Every thought in meditations
exalt
itself above knowledge of God. Right there we can agile. On the service of God. We can make contentions. And we live or you refuse, we've not agreed. I cannot even cross to come on your side. It's possible. There would have been you called me in full knowledge.
And
if the trumpet he put in me to call you, then we still in conditions till you humble unto the knowledge. Yes. It's very true. If I had to change, be like you, it's you would have called me in full knowledge. Yes. Perhaps it's me would have seated down there.
If
called you in this knowledge by the Spirit of God, I'm going to break contentions all those you have in you. Yes. Until you humble to the knowledge of God. Is it like that? Don't be angered. You too, you're going in the world. And you have to make contentions on the knowledge God gives you now.
For you say,
apostle is too much on us. You two are going in the world.
You
two going there. Have to learn how to break contentions. That lift themselves above the knowledge of God. And you don't get moved. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. But what is more sure?
He said, we repent. We shall be given the gift to the Holy Spirit. For the promise is ours and our children and our children's children. The promise is there. The Spirit is coming. The Spirit is going to manifest. The Spirit is going to move. But the problem we had is one that has a standard he sets up before he moves within us. Once we agree with that standard, many have waited him in the whole world.
He
was waited in the acts, but you got of him. We took the same today in the whole world. We hear being proclaimed, but not all that they can get him. What we try now is one, and what the Spirit tries in us
is
to proclaim to you things of his standards that you can get him, you can work with him. But if it's not that, let's read in the Acts we see. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter 2, verse 37.
Awo bwe baawulira ebyo, emitima gyabwe ne gibaluma. Ne bagamba Petero n'abatuma abalala nti abasajja abooluganda.
Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Yes. Just as you do hear it. Yes. And the hearts get pricked in you, you feel pains. Just as yours.
Ask
the rightful thing there.
Sets
the standard, what can we do? What can we do then?
The
answer was immediate, just as it is. Let's read, we see.
Acts chapter 2, verse
38.
Petero n'abagamba nti, mwenenye. Mubatizibwe buli muntu mumwe okuyingira mu linnya lya Yesu Kristo okujjibwako ebibi byammwe. Munaweebwa ekirabo gwe Mwoyo Omutukuvu.
Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Verse 39.
Kubanga okusobizibwa kwammwe era kw'abaana bammwe n'abo bonna abali ewala.
For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Yes. He said, Repent.
Baptize
in the name of Jesus for remission of sins.
You
be given the gift, the Holy Spirit.
But
the promise is yours and your children and your children's children.
Those
God will call to the corners of the earth.
Now
we go in the world we call. All they have to get the Spirit, but they have to be set up on the standard. That's why he has gathered us. He gives us that standard. He can't begin with us. Shall move the Holy Spirit in
minds.
Revival, restoration of all things. Be with standard and prepare people in standards. There we shall see everyone get the Spirit. If you feel you reach in their state the way they are, and you pray for them, get the Spirit, it will not be possible.
Not
have been able to move the Holy Spirit, even one feet. We go move in the entire world.
But
sure, you may not move him one feet. Yes. You think how many are waiting for him? How many cry for him in the whole world?
That
is he not there or is not there? He already came down in the Acts 2.
He
needs to be manifest in our midst. What does he manifest?
It's
the standard he wants.
I know
there is a standard he wants for a reason. There is another spirit in the world, that of confusion. And he asks, think acts of confusion of the Holy Spirit. Are these the acts of the Holy Spirit? No.
Him
incoming. There is a standard he differs from other spirits.
He differs
with spirits in the world.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much. Now you Christ order you defer immediate. But you have a fight with that. Yet you tell him, you come, we go.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus much.
But
let's read in the Romans chapter 8. Verse 15. He says like this. Romans chapter 8, verse 15.
Kubanga temwawe wanate moyo gwabuddu okutya. Naye mwawe bomoyo wokufuka abana. Atukabya nti abba kitaffe.
For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption by which we cry, Abba Father.
Hey.
Yes.
Moyo gwabuddu.
We're not given a spirit of bondage.
Okufugibwanga echi.
To be ruled by sin. But the Spirit cries, Father, forgive.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. Now it's still required of us to be transformed. To reach on the standard of the Holy Spirit.
You're
not given the Spirit of the world. Is it not that? The Spirit given will come from heaven.
And
as the standard refuse us to be conformed to this world. All your bodies, I'm going to
you
order them. You order God in your bodies, even your spirits, for they are gods.
He
can prepare you as you see handled us in all issues. Every side is too much on us. Teacher Jacob, the spirit is too much on us. Preparing the standards. Let's read, we say. Romans chapter 12, verses 1.
Kyenvudembe egayirira abooluganda olw'okusaasira kwa Katonda okuwangayo emibiri gyammwe ssaddaaka ennamu entukuvu esanyusa Katonda kwe kuweereza kwammwe okw'amagezi.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Yes. You present our bodies a living sacrifice. Holy. When we come to the body, making it a living sacrifice. There are those called the acts of the flesh. And they are visible. All must have finished to be within you. That's why I want us to end here. We begin from there.
Because
all acts which show that your body should not be, has not become a living sacrifice, they're still moving on. And it's not holy.
Even
your mind is not being renewed, still have the olden ways of evils. Ways of jealousy, hatred, no forgiving, no wishing others.
All those who
offer body living sacrifice, not yet lived at all.
Anytime
you raise it to life, you kill it again. You bring out the anger, rage, unforgiveness, no having mercy. Acts of the flesh which kill it.
That
spirit is going to be coming. Remember, it has to be stable. Him and you. That's why ends are telling you. Let's read verse 2, we see.
Romans chapter
12, verse 2.
Ngemirembe gino. Naye mukyosibwenga olw'okufuula amagezi gammwe amaggya. Mulyoke mukakase bwebiri Katonda byayagala. Ebirungi, ebisanyusa, ebitufu.
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. If you look to our lives, still retains mentalities of where we were. You, that olden person. But now you say, the spirit come. Me, I am your temple.
It
tells you that the temple of God is holy. It is you.
And
the body and the spirit wants both of them be holy.
Your
spirit is joined with your spirit in that same temple, the same body. Now you see trouble you still have. The world is one drawing you right now. All lusts of the world still pull you. And the problem, they make turn you to an enemy of God, all of us.
So
that you're an immoral person, you don't need God to draw close to you. Look, don't you know you adulterous women? That friendship with the world is enmity with God. If you're still on things of this world, not eating and drinking, but both don't corrupt a person. Yes.
But you
admire those clothes, admire appearance of the world. You are not
interested
in searching things.
Facebook.
And you admire the clothing they are put on.
You.
I'm sure you still have a great fight. For what is this? Only way to prove that you've been transformed, you connect with the Holy Spirit.
You
must have made all spiritual fruits manifest grow within us. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
We shall begin from there. Those will really show you.
Then you see that
God is jealousy, and the jealousy manifested your way, you will understand it.
Does
don't want to be conformed to this world. You are a woman. The church is separated on the world.
Say,
though you are in the world, you are not of it.
He
separated you.
Don't
want to be conformed to things of this world. The clothing style he wants his.
Women
clothed like those who fear God. And you see those clothes in the world, you admire them. Man, you see his eyes are protruded.
Every
time they want.
Meet
to my wife, I want her clothes to be like that. I see her knickers.
You
are they are rotten. That you transformed.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Jealous
begin there. He show you. You that him too is jealousy.
He said,
be transformed. I don't want you to be conformed to the world. Jealousy has begun. Those happen on all men. Yes. When they marry,
I
don't want you to be with the neighbors. You
always
sit in the rumors.
And he married,
say you are even virgin. Yes. And they say, spouse due to a husband Christ as virgin girls. But I'm afraid. As the serpent beguiled Eve in its cunningness,
you're
to be taken like that. Now he's jealousy. When they still have bad jealousy on you,
and
their relation has not really happened well. Your relationship
has
just begun not a long time.
But
you put in much confusion in it.
I
don't know whether you will connect. But as the one who made yet, let me try in the name of the Lord Jesus. We meet tomorrow.
Amen.